Welcome to the Once Upon an Island podcast. I'm your host, Wesley, and as always, I'm joined by my Taylor Swiftie co-host,
Rebecca.
Let's keep this short, Rebecca, on the Taylor Swift talk. I know she just released a new album.
My wife,
Mary, who will podcast with us tomorrow for winter analysis, said she borrowed it from the library, believe it or not. People still do that on CDs.
Yeah.
And which is unheard of for Mary. She does not like Taylor Swift. And the sign was clear. She still didn't like Taylor Swift when she told me that she got halfway through the second song and then turned it off and returned it. So I assume
halfway through the second song. Yeah. There are 31 songs on that album.
She said it was boring and it's not her style still. But I think she gave it a chance for you, Rebecca. Well, now what did you think about the new Swift album?
Yes. Yeah. So she did surprise us with an extra 15 songs. So that was definitely a lot to process. But yeah, overall, I definitely liked it. There were definitely some highlights. It's not my favorite album of hers, but she gave us 31 new songs while she's actively touring. So I think it's good for what it was, you know?
It's easy to do that when you pay others to write your songs, Rebecca. Everyone knows this.
It is, but Taylor doesn't do that. No. She's one of the few that doesn't.
No,
so.
Taylor would never do that. She would never. She's too high of a standard to do that. All right, let's talk about what we're actually here for. Survivor 46. Okay. I got to say, back-to-back tribals, maybe there's been more this season, but at least back-to-back tribals where it's like, oh, this is actually interesting, worth my time, and not just giving Jeff, you know, nonsense to hopefully get him off your back so you can just vote already. Like, people are actually beefing, and I love that.
Yeah, and I think it's this great combination of like people actually beefing and Spicy Jeff being back, and like they acknowledge that in the show this week, which I thought was amazing. And just like Jeff bringing his popcorn to Tribal this week was like just so funny.
Mary was shaking her head the whole time. She couldn't believe what she was watching.
Really?
Yep.
Like in a good way or in a bad way?
I couldn't tell. I could not tell. And I didn't really ask either. I'll find out tomorrow when I podcast with her. But she was shaking her head a lot tonight. So
yeah.
I think she saw the writing on the wall for Hunter, and Mary's a fan of Hunter. So I think a lot of it had to do with that. As we're watching Hunter constantly talk at Tribal, it's like, Hunter, you kind of already know the answer. Like, what are you looking for here, bud?
Yeah. If you're that stressed, like, honestly, just play the idol.
Yeah.
Like,
it's the final nine. Just play it.
Yeah.
This is what we said.
Exactly.
We said if he ever loses
an
immunity, he has to play it. And he didn't.
Yep.
And my sister texted me and she said, I think Hunter got all of his game ideas from Pinterest and not from watching the show, because everyone knows you don't tell half of the tribe you have an idol and then not play it. Like, what?
Yeah.
Ugh. So anyways, we got chapter markers here on YouTube. Tomorrow, Mary and I will rank the remaining eight people. And I will say that we're going to have a fun podcast tonight because, as I told Rebecca during the episode, our local TV station decided to stop working for about 15 minutes. So from the theme song starting until the immunity challenge started, we missed everything. Everything.
Yeah.
So Rebecca will have to fill me in. I will be genuinely surprised when I hear most of what she has to say, I'm sure. So you're going to get ready for first reactions to stuff, because I don't know part
We're
of what
coming
happened
at you live.
It's live from someone else's apartment. Okay. Anyways, that's about as far as we're going on that joke. So everyone is blown away by Q. Kenzie says, if you want to leave, then leave. And I got to say, we talk about winter analysis the whole podcast now for those who skip. Ha! Anyways, I love how we're getting Q wanted to quit, then he should have just quit from Kenzie. Again, it's like D last season when she dunked on Sean for quitting. We're getting Kenzie dunking on Q for trying to quit. It's like, if you want to quit, just quit. You know, she is the audience's point of view on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's such a good point. And like, even just throughout the episode, it feels like Kenzie is such a main character. Like, she is just constantly narrating like all the important things. We're constantly hearing what she thinks about things. And yeah, I feel like she's definitely a very obvious like front runner in some ways. Again, like I've been saying this season, I feel like she's almost too obvious, but now that we're kind of getting down to the wire, I feel like I don't know, it's got to be Kenzie, right? Like, if it's anyone else at this point, I'm gonna be honestly really shocked.
I'm glad tribal lines are gone, it seems like.
Yes.
I'm glad that talk dissipated last week and didn't come up again this week. I don't know if, I mean, sure, Kenzie will likely be my number one come the winter analysis tonight as we record this after the episode. Give me a day to process. Maybe it changes. Here's the thing. It's like, are we overlooking the Sega people? Because here they are getting content still, and we can't ignore them. Like, they, it seems like they have the power in this game. Clearly Nami is not sticking together. They just outed Hunter. I did not see. Oh, and get this. So not only did my live TV crash during that part, I also mixed the next time on Survivor. Like, immediately Liz calls everyone a hoe bag, and then it cut. And I'm like, I guess that's all I really needed to know, huh?
Yeah, so I gotta look be honest, that was most of it.
Okay. I got to look up the on the wiki what the vote split tonight was, because I don't know who lied to Hunter and who didn't yet. I'm going to look. But
oh, sure.
As we talk. But yes, it was, it was a rough night for the local television for some reason. Not paying their electric bill. I don't know.
Yeah, if you need me to write a strongly worded letter to them, just let me know.
Oh, I'm sure that will change. Yes. I'm sure that during Prime TV, they're like, "Oh, well, it's whatever." Then they get the letter from you, Rebecca, and they're like, "Oh, well, I guess we need to get our act together."
I guess this Survivor show is actually pretty important, you know.
Ugh.
It just like really changes their perspective on everything. Yeah,
you could really change your perspective, Rebecca. Oh, brother. So anyways, I'm looking at the vote split now. Hopefully get updated before we get to that part. So Q says this was not some 4D chess move. He legit just wanted to be voted off, but it didn't happen. And Q is toned down a bunch tonight, at least from what I saw during the time the TV was working.
Yeah, I think he was to some extent. Also to some extent, you just had Hunter also running around kind of causing chaos, especially like towards the end. But yeah, especially up at the front of the episode, it's a lot of people talking about Q, but we don't get to hear a lot from Q necessarily. He's kind of there for a couple conversations. But yeah, I think he definitely was trying to lay low a little bit, although it didn't really do anything to hurt his ego. I don't know if that's quite the right word that I'm looking for, but he says something along the lines of like, oh, like I told everyone to vote for me and I'm still here, so I guess I'm just too hot to kill right now, you know? So like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if laying low is part of the strategy or if he's just tired after a chaotic tribal. But either way, definitely a good move for him to kind of cool it on the conversations for a little bit.
Q did not cool it though on Twitter this week, as he did famously, and I'm going to say famously, I don't know if it's infamous, famously tweeted this week that, hey, if you're looking for a clean bathroom, as he was taking a number two, he said, go to Best Buy. He says, cleanest bathrooms he's been to. So as Q was taking number two, he tweeted this out. Now I know when I'm looking to take a dump out in public, a public dump as they call it, I'm going to Best Buy, you know? Am I there to buy anything? No. I'll go in and be like, this is because Q from Survivor 46 told me to come here. And they're like, oh, are you interested in like a washer or a TV or a phone? I'm like, no, just in your bathroom. Just here for the bathroom. Here to take a public dump.
Follow-up question. For how many people is there a Best Buy closer than their house might be in any given scenario? Well,
this is obviously under the impression that you're out. Now, I know, Rebecca, this is foreign for you, but if you walk out the door in the front of your house, there is a door there.
Couldn't be me.
That would be, you'd have to actually leave your house. And you'll see that not everyone's a Taylor Swift fan. And
oh my goodness,
most towns have a Best Buy. I bet your town has one.
Yeah, but it's like 20-25 minutes from my house. I feel like it's like if I'm out, depending on where I am, the odds are that my house is just as close, if not closer, than a Best Buy.
Now, the once a week,
but maybe that's just me.
The once a week Taylor Swift fan club that you go to, where do you guys meet?
Yes,
at? Because that could be the closer local to the library. Best Buy. Okay, how close is that to the Best Buy? The local library, trash bathrooms, not Best Buy.
I don't know. I think my library has pretty decent bathrooms. I don't know. I'm trying to remember if I've been in them. I don't know. But okay, now I feel like now this needs to be tested. We need to like go to some local Best Buys, some local libraries. We need to get the Survivor fans out there on the streets doing these tests, doing the research for us, and let us know.
Comment below whether you'd prefer to take a dump in your Best Buy or at your local library. And I, to be clear, I'm not saying in the bathroom, just saying which location would you rather take a dump in? You pick where you want. I encourage you to use the bathroom.
If it's just the location, then definitely the library, because you can get stuff for free there.
Yeah, but so if it's you like, poop in there, like, wouldn't they kick you out?
Well, it depends on where. Like, if you go into the bathroom, then and like you're supposed to, then like an appropriate no, I guess. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I was going to see how long you're going to let me ride this out, Rebecca.
Because you this know, is a good bit.
Somebody's already commenting like, ugh, can't they just talk about Survivor?
Yeah.
Why do they golf on tangents?
I thought this was a Survivor podcast.
Well, actually. All right, so we come, let's come back to Survivor. God forbid we
talk about
anything else for any amount of time. I've read a comment or two. So Tiffany's mad at you about telling everyone or few people about her idol. I would be as well. Mm-hmm. She says she has to play her idol. In fact, she says this so much, got to the point where I'm like, yes, just do it. And she didn't do it.
Yeah.
And it worked out, I guess. But at the same time, mm-hmm. like, Target's still going to be on your back.
Yeah.
But anyways.
I think the only, like, the one valid thing that she said, and I think she says this later, but she does mention that if she plays the idol, it's going to come back. And she didn't want Hunter or Q to be able to find it. So, like, I get that that is a concern, but also, if everyone knows you have an idol, like... I mean, she got lucky, to be honest, like just being able to like people were honest with her or whatever, at least on the same page enough with her mm-hmm. that she didn't get voted out because like, yeah, she very easily could have gotten blindsided tonight.
She's lucky there's a lot of chaos going on there at bigger targets. That's for sure. That yes. is for sure. So she made the right call at the end of the day. But the way she talked about it, I am firmly of the belief if everybody knows you have an idol, just play mm-hmm. it. Now, Hunter yep. could have told no one tonight. He had yep. an idol and played it. I don't know if that would have changed how the votes were going. I don't know. Because again, I have to look at the wiki after they update it and see who voted for who. But anyways, I don't know. I can't believe Hunter didn't play the idol. All right. So Liz says she worked hard all day. Mind you, this is the first time mm-hmm. in her life she's done that. So she's feeling the weight and the strain of not just having people do things for her. Now, I was yeah. blown away when she said she had a daughter.
Yeah, that was surprising.
I thought no man can handle her. Did Liz like find yeah. a man, get what she wanted, a daughter mm-hmm. out of it, and then ditch him, you know?
Yeah, possibly. Or there was a man and he thought he could handle her, but then realized that he couldn't. And there you go.
Is it possible Liz's sob story, emotional backstory is mm-hmm. she was poor. She grew up poor. Now I know it's hard to believe. Grew up poor, yeah. met a rich man. Got mm-hmm. a daughter out of their marriage. She kills mm-hmm. him like a black widow.
Sure, sure.
And here we are. Now she's yeah. rich.
And then if she admits that on national television, do you think that there will be any like repercussions from that?
What's the statute of limitations for black widowing your own husband? I don't know. Is there statute of limitations?
I have to look it up.
Is it 7 years?
I don't know.
If you admit it 8 years later, is it fine that you murdered your husband for money? I don't know. These are the questions.
These are good questions. Well, they're questions.
They're
for
definitely
sure.
questions. I didn't say good. I said yeah. these are the questions. All right. So anyways, she wants to be the leader and she hates that she got overshadowed on this move. Mm-hmm. It's almost presented like because she put so much work in for one day. She's like, it's almost like, I can't do this again. Could you imagine me doing yeah. all like work again? Ugh. So anyways, we then get the theme song. And then this is where I put question mark in my notes. So, yeah. Rebecca, what yeah. happened in between the theme song and the immunity challenge starting? I don't know.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I would love to fill you in. So first we see Tim and Charlie having a conversation and they're basically just talking like about voting Q out. But they're basically like at this point, you know, Q has no threat to win. So like kind of the idea is like, why would we like waste a vote on that? But they do talk to Tiffany and Venus and Kenzie, who like it's a lot of everyone just being mad at Q basically, and like Q is crazy, like causing all this chaos, and we need to get him out of here. And then we get a confessional from Venus where she is obviously thrilled with all of the mess and chaos, and so she's just sitting back and enjoying this. And then Venus does have a conversation with Q and Hunter. And this is kind of one of those conversations where Q is just kind of like there. It's mostly Venus and Hunter talking. And so Venus like basically asks like why they wrote her name down. And Hunter said, you know, it was just in case like Tevin had an idol or whatever. And then Venus is like she's like, well, now I'm like mad at you. And Hunter's like, well, Venus, you're always mad. So what is new, basically? And so then we hear like, okay, Venus is now gunning for Hunter. And so Q and Hunter do have a conversation and they talk about the six. And Hunter is basically like, Q, this, like, the six just didn't work. Like, we started the group to stick together and like watch each other's back, and like it just didn't happen. Like,
we literally just kept voting each other off.
Exactly. And so Q is like upset that the six, because Hunter's basically like, the six is over. And Q is like, well, didn't I like uphold my end and all that? And Hunter's like, yeah, but like, basically I have to play my own game now, and I hope you can understand that, because like, the six is dead. I did think it was interesting, in a confessional, Hunter mentioned that his top three were Q and Tevin and Liz, which I thought was like an interesting trio, because I knew Tevin and Q, but I didn't know that Liz was like involved with that. But he was basically like, now I have no one, because like, Q is going off the rails, Tevin's not here, and I don't want to work with Liz. So Hunter's basically like, I'm a lone wolf now. And so then they get tree mail, and the tree mail says that the challenge is going to be in teams of three, and they get to divide themselves. And this is another moment where we get kind of Kenzie narrating the situation. So we are hearing from her in a confessional as this is all kind of going down.
Mm.
So first Ben says like, hey, you know, I'd like to, I forget what he said, like something about like, I'd like to, you know, rock on with like Tiffany and Kenzie. He's like, hey, you guys want to team up, basically. And so they're like, sure. And then Kenzie says like, that worked out great, because I did not want to be on a team with Q. Tiffany did not want to be on a team with Q. So like, this worked out great for us. And so then Hunter asks Charlie and Maria if they want to team up, and they say yes. And so then that leaves Q, Venus, and Liz, and Kenzie calls them like the leftover team.
Even Jeff dunks on them later, because I saw that.
He does, yes. Yes. Yeah, I love, Jeff was like, let me put my Survivor fan hat on, and then he just like roasts them.
Hey, I love it. So, I love Jeff roasting.
Sassy Jeff is amazing.
Yeah. I don't care if it's planned. I don't care, but like, I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
I like when he just does it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cut that bag of rice.
Scripted,
roast
unscripted.
The players. They're blown away. All they've seen of Jeff, remember, they haven't seen 45. All they've seen is 41 through 44. All they've seen is nice grandpa Jeff, who talks to the camera and encourages Heather when she can't do basic tasks during a challenge at 41. That's the Jeff they know. Now Jeff's like, you guys suck.
Yeah. He's bringing popcorn to tribal, just roasting them to their face. Yeah, it's pretty great.
Well, anyways, in all that you told me, it sounded like that this was a good episode for Venus, because you said Venus wanted to get Hunter out. And at the end of the day, that is what happened. Now, I haven't.
That is what happened.
I'm waiting for the wiki to update. Maybe it'll update by now. But I don't know if Venus voted against Hunter. I know on the revote, I feel like everyone did, except for clearly one person who still voted for Q. Mm-hmm. But I'm assuming Venus won people that voted off Hunter. Let's take a look here. Is it updated yet?
Yeah.
It is not updated yet. One day I'll know. All right. People listening are like, oh, it's updated for me. Yes, we know.
Yeah. One more thing to tell you about before the challenge. Yeah. So Q approaches, well, actually, first he talks to Venus. So Q actually does talk to more people than I remembered in this episode. I felt like he was very quiet, but I guess he did talk
to
people.
He tried selling that he didn't talk to anyone at Tribal. That's why.
Yes. Yes. So he talks to Venus and he's basically like, hey, now might be a good time to take a shot at Hunter. Because basically, like, he sits down with Charlie and Maria and he's like, hey, if you guys throw the challenge, then we can vote Hunter off. And so Charlie and Maria go off and talk and they're like, no, we're not throwing this challenge. Like, that's stupid. Like, you never throw a challenge in Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie's in a confessional, Charlie is like, yeah, throwing a challenge is a yuck. So that was just like, it didn't really go anywhere, obviously. But like, yeah, he was like, hey, you should throw this challenge.
Well, because Q's supposedly been throwing every challenge so far.
Oh, yes, that's true. Which, and that honestly was probably his big mistake was throwing the challenge or not throwing the challenge.
Waited 19 minutes into this podcast to say the words big mistake. After how much mistake. I overused the joke last week. Sometimes I go on a tangent. You'll never believe it. Sometimes I go on a tangent. Yeah. Last week was the big mistake week. I even put it on the thumbnail for our winner analysis. Because the patrons told me that was a better decision. I'm like, all right, I believe you.
Yeah. you know, always listen to the patrons.
I do. If you want, that's all yeah. patrons, by the way. I do that pretty often. I even ask like yeah. what story video names I should use. They pick them most of the time now. So if you want to pick nice. That stuff, link in the description. It's free.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. So immunity challenge. I hate this. I don't know why they did it again. I know they did it in 45, therefore it's going to happen in 46, I guess. But let's not do this again. No splitting yeah. up 3-3-3. Why can't we? The episode that's the best merge episode we've had was the one where nothing weird happened. It was just a normal episode. And that was last mm-hmm. week. That was last yeah. week. We just everything Agreed. Went as a normal. We've had 3 out of 4 merge episodes where we got to do some sort of dumb twist. Mm-hmm. Why do we have to? Why is there yeah. some sort of law I missed? You know?
Yeah.
Did something happen? Did I miss something? Did Joe Biden sign something and I missed it? You know, what happened? Why are we required to do stupidity for twist? Anyways, that's my little mini rant. I'm just done with, just let them play the game. They will cause the chaos. Ugh.
Yeah, especially with this group, truly.
And when you do stuff like this, it just causes people to want to play more safe. Thankfully, mm-hmm. they have people like Q and Venus there, even Tiffany, who's willing to start throwing, you know, stuff at Q, which is great. Really, Q's here saving the day.
yeah.
Causing a lot of chaos, because otherwise it just causes people to play safe. That's literally what Charlie said. Like,
can you imagine if Banu was still in this season? Like, the amount of chaos that would be going on right now.
Oh my gosh.
He would be just sobbing the whole time.
200 confessionals by now, and we would all still be saying this season sucks. At least now the season's recovered from Banu. Anyways, yes. So Charlie literally states to Jeff in more words than what I'm saying, but basically that mm-hmm. we all played it safe picking our teams because mm-hmm. we'd like the stupid twist. So
mm-hmm.
why? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all it did was just make 6 people ineligible to win immunity. That's really what it did.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, they do. It, I don't know. It's funny because like it's so obvious that everyone is like upset with Q, but they do like openly talk about it here too. Because you know Tiffany's basically like, well, it's not so much fear as just like we all wanted to get away from chaotic energy, you know. And yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, fair. No argument. Yeah.
And then Jeff is basically like, so Q, I assume that's you. I was at the last tribal.
Now, how much money did Liz pay Q to cause mm-hmm. chaos to get the target off her back?
That's a really great question. Are you allowed to bribe other contestants in Survivor?
Allowed to, but if you pay the network,
if you've already bribed all the producers and everyone else on the crew, I guess you could.
If you've paid the show and you've paid the U.S. government, because I believe there's some sort of board or something over, like I know it's a reality show, but it's also a game show, mm-hmm. so they have to abide by certain rules. I mean, if you pay off those people too, I mean, what's to stop you from paying off Q at that? You've already paid all those people. Just pay off Q while you're at it.
At this point, honestly, Liz should just start her own show that's like inspired by Survivor, but doesn't have all these dumb like merge twists and stuff. Maybe that's the petition we should start, is for Liz to start a competing show.
Well, maybe this is step one of that plan. Number one, win the show that you want to replace.
There you go. And then start the spinoff.
We watch the final 3 tribal council and we see no one talk to Liz because they had to cut it all out. Cause it's literally Liz just being like, I will pay each of you $100,000 if you vote for me to win. And they couldn't show that.
And then she suddenly wins.
She wins. We're like, what happened? Nobody even talked to her.
Oh, that's so funny.
That would be hilarious. Liz winning the season is still the best chaos that could happen. Like that is the perfect way to end the season.
This season is showing us that it's pretty chaotic. So I mean, if Liz ends up winning, that's kind of the perfect conclusion, to be honest.
Liz isn't winning, but if she did,
that would be so chaotic.
This would be better than when Gabler won.
Yes.
Somebody told 100%. Me this week that they thought I was being disrespectful about Gabler winning, and it's quite the opposite. I respect Gabler winning. Yeah. I just didn't see it coming, and so I just wanted to point out that I also know that I can screw up. I am not perfect at calling the winners. we've had a really good track record, I feel like, outside of Gabler. So anyways, if Liz wins, that'd be amazing. I would love it. I would love every second.
Yeah, I would fully support that. Normally, I want the winner to be someone that like I really want them to win because I think they played the game really well.
And they
didn't
pay off the jury. That was the important part.
But I will make an exception for Liz because if Liz won, That's hilariously chaotic, and I'm here for it.
Is it possible that Liz has secretly paid you and I off to root for her? And we are not allowed to tell anyone because we signed like an NDA.
Yes. But she's still, she's not sponsoring the podcast yet.
No, no. This is just secret through our Swiss bank accounts. Offshore. Offshore Swiss bank accounts. Yes.
Yes. Yes. My Swiss bank account that I definitely have.
You have to step outside for that to happen, Rebecca. Out the front door, Rebecca, not the
back
door.
That's never going to happen. That's never going to happen. I can't bring my cat with me, so.
People are like, how did you two meet? One time, Rebecca stepped outside and that was it.
That was it. It was all over.
She's like, I met Wesley and it kind of ruined the outside for me, so here I am.
Oh, no.
Okay, so Charlie wins immunity. This was very close.
Yes.
At the end of the day, the team that Jeff knocked on got second. So they outdid what Jeff said, but at the same time, like, we all knew the Hunter team was going to the final three.
That was pretty clear. Yeah.
But Hunter losing Charlie was something. Also, I noticed that on the post that they're standing on, now mind you, Jeff had like 20,000 rules to make sure they didn't make this last 6 hours. Yeah. Of course.
Yes.
God forbid. We have to do travel that night. We can't, no delaying at all. We have a schedule and we got to keep it. So anyways, I will point out that I wonder if in between the part where they won shooting the basketball thing and putting their arms up behind their head, did they screw in the handles at a certain height? Because each of them are different height and the handles are at their appropriate height for each of them.
Oh, true.
Did they wait to find out who the final three is? And then they already have the measurements clearly. And then they just screwed in each handle because there's no way. There's no way. Like the teams were picked that day that they had planned each of these like colored things and like had one for each player. And they already had the measurements and I think they screwed in the handles in between. Yeah. So it's probably something that they sat there and watched and waited for them to do. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I think you're right. Cause Jeff had a throwaway line where he was like, all right, we're done with the team portion. Now you have a few minutes to get your head in the individual portion
a few
or something.
As
so yeah, I bet you're
your
right.
Handles.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, yeah, we totally did this for you. It's not for production.
Yeah.
It's so that you can focus. Yeah.
It's not a big deal. It's just something when I think about the production of Survivor, I'm like, yeah, that's probably what they did. Cause it makes more cost sense, especially in the budget era to do that than to have.
Yes.
Otherwise we're implying, I guess, that they had one built for each person, then they painted it the different colors. That doesn't make any sense either. So no, they just clearly just plugged in handles at the right height. All right. Well, I dropped my notes on the floor, Rebecca. So what's next?
After the challenge, is that where we're at now?
Yes. Venus says she wanted Hunter to lose. Of course she did, because as you said, before the challenge, she wants Hunter out and Venus is going to get her way.
To be fair, if I could just insert real quick, I'm pretty sure everyone wanted Hunter to lose just for the sake of like, let someone else win, you know?
And this is what we said. We said Hunter has to win out. And when he doesn't win out, he has to play his idol. We said this. Yep. If we watch the challenge next week and we're like, Hunter could have won that, we're going to be like, yeah, this is it. Hunter had to play his idol this week. He said win out from here on out. And I'm not saying that it was easy, but I'm saying Hunter could have done it. Look at him tonight. You know, he could have done it.
Oh, also, I also wanted to point out that again, at the challenge, because I think this happened last week or maybe the week before. But Jeff, when he says, you know, all right, we're going to have tribal tonight and someone's going home, it cut to Hunter and then Venus and then Q. And then Hunter ended up going. So we cut to him first. So I don't know. It seems like too obvious to me. But again, I don't know. I feel like there's certain things this season that are just like obvious. So
stuff like that to me doesn't matter because it's like we're going to find out 3 minutes later. It's really, if it tells me what's going to happen in future episodes, then sure.
Right.
But what's going to tell?
But if it's just within this episode.
Yeah, I don't really give a rip. I'm spoiled like 3 minutes ahead of time. I don't even pay attention to stuff because I don't really care. Like, we told us who's going to win the immunity challenge with the sandbags. I know that was one episode. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah.
cool. I'll find out in 3 minutes. But if they're going to, I will say we have not had emotional backstory in quite a long time. And it does make me worried because people who have emotional backstories are being knocked out left and right.
Right.
Tevin and Hunter both went. They had their slow-mo shots. Apparently that is nothing. slow-mo shots were not anything. People with emotional backstories are getting knocked out. We haven't had any new emotional backstory in like 4 or 5 episodes.
Who else has them? Is it like, does Maria, Ben have one?
Ben.
And Maria?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone else has one. And Mary will remind me tomorrow with her extensive notes, but I think those are the only two people top of my head that have one in the game. So if we're by that logic, those two should be the only ones eligible to win, but I'm struggling to see a Ben win at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Maria, but feels like she's been ignored. And there's literally an episode where she got no content at all, like no confessional, mm-hmm. nothing. So they're really screwing with us. But at the same time, Kenzie's so freaking obvious. Is Kenzie like a Devins? You have to topple Kenzie to win, you know, when Devins was like the super obvious mm-hmm. winner pick of Edge of Extinction. And it turned out, no, it wasn't Devins. Devins just needed to be toppled for the winner. So is that what's happening here? Is Kenzie the obvious one? She needs to be toppled. But like, what is Kenzie doing that to determine that she needs to be toppled? She's not like, I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like in some instances, it seems confusing. And then with Kenzie, it's like, no, it seems super obvious.
Yeah. And I think with Maria, too, it seems like she was pretty obvious towards the beginning, but I think it was because she and Charlie are paired up. And now it's like anytime anything happens,
it's Charlie.
It's, you know, it's the two of them. And we're always hearing from Charlie. Like, yeah, we got a couple confessionals from Maria tonight. But for the most part, it's all about what Charlie's thinking and what his strategy is and what he wants to do next in the game. And Maria is like part of that plan.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I think he's getting a lot of attention, not as much as Kenzie, but also I don't see the two of them like, I don't know, just like to your point, does Charlie need to topple Kenzie to win? I don't know. I don't see that, like they haven't hinted at that feud at all, but I don't know.
If we can't get a chaotic Liz win of the season, then I root for whoever are the strongest people in the edit to go out face to face in the final three. And at the moment, I'm hoping for Charlie versus Kenzie because they are the strongest two, in my opinion.
I agree.
At one time, it was Tiffany versus Kenzie, but I don't know about that anymore. Tiffany's kind of getting...
Yeah, especially now that Kenzie's like... I guess this kind of brings us back to where we are now that, you know, Kenzie is starting to gun for Tiffany a little bit. Because I think it is really smart that Kenzie realized, like, hey, it was always going to be her or me, so I need to take the first shot.
Yeah.
Obviously, it doesn't work out for her. So, like, I don't know what that says. I guess we'll see if she takes another shot next week. But, yeah, I don't think the two of them are going to make it all the way to the end together at this point. But
heck,
who knows?
Maria or somebody who said that, like, somebody indicated that was outside of Kenzie and Tiffany that they weren't going to the final three anyways together. I think it was Maria.
Yeah, it could be. I don't recall that specific quote, but Maria did talk about wanting to get Tiffany out. She had a couple confessionals
about
that.
Well, yeah, because Kenzie presents the plan of getting out Tiffany, and Maria's like, that's my plan. She's going to get credit if we do it. And by the way, I understand exactly. I mean, not that I've been in the situation, but I get what Maria's sentiment is here. Because look at Liz, even though it was her move, basically, to get out Tevin. I got overshadowed, and she's like, why? I didn't get any credit, and everybody knows you need some sort of credit to tell the final jury.
Yeah.
It ain't easy. So we then get Hunter saying there's a chance for him to survive without playing an idol. And I guess that should have been our hint that he wasn't going to play it.
Yep.
Hunter.
He should have. But
Hunter, we all
what are you
knew
gonna
it.
Do?
Here's the thing. The editing, though, told us that he should have played it. The editing could have been, if the editing was very neutral and there was like no music, you wouldn't be sitting there going, Hunter has to play his idol. It's the music. It's the editing. It's the looks. It's everything. The storytelling team, the producing team does a really good job of making you feel a certain way. Because if we were there just looking at them with one camera angle, like from Jeff's point of view, with no music, would we still believe that, you know? Let's say we were set tribal. We just got like a stupid Big Brother live feed of it, of the camp, I mean. And would I still think that way? It's like, I don't know, maybe. It's only because the editing, obviously, that's what we're here to analyze with the winners or the winner edit. Anyways, I'm just my point now. Like, of course, to all of us, seems obvious. The show wanted you to feel like it was obvious. That was the point. So anyways, the Hunter, I still knock him though. He should have told like five people he had an idol. Come on, Hunter.
Yeah.
Come on. It's yeah, and, half of everybody. And it's going to leak.
He was so paranoid at Tribal too. And it's like, just play the idol. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what, I would be really curious what his reasoning was for not playing it. Cause it's, I don't see any downsides at this point, you know?
Just,
like, what are you waiting for? I don't know.
Like, oh no, you have to go out and look for another one. I feel like you would be good at that. I feel like that's within your skill set.
100%.
I'm just dumbfounded. I'm so dumbfounded. Alrighty then. I don't even know where to go from here. All right. So Tiffany says she doesn't want her idol, period. Not that she doesn't want to play. She just doesn't want it. And I'm like, if she said that to me, I'd be like, I'll take it.
I'll take it. Yeah. That's I thought fine. The same thing.
Just give it to me. I'll hold on to it for you. You don't have to have it.
Yep.
Sega 3 say Hunter is going to happen tonight. That's why I said it feels like the Sega 3 made a move tonight. They got the power. Ben very specifically says, we don't want Jurassic Park sequel. And I agree. Most Jurassic Park sequels have not been good. The best one was Jurassic World, and that was a rehash. Jurassic Park 2 was a very inconsistent mess. Jurassic Park 3 is just a big chase scene. Jurassic World 2 sucks so hard I can never rewatch it. Jurassic World 3, I only rewatched it because my nephew wanted to go see it, and I accidentally promised him before I saw it and realized it is trash as well. And so I regrettably watched it a second time.
I did not even know that they made a third one. I thought they only made two.
A third what? Jurassic World or Jurassic Park?
Jurassic World, yeah.
It was supposed to be the movie. They promised us dinosaurs were going to roam the earth. And we're like, holy cow. That's how the second Jurassic World ended. And I'm like, okay, Jurassic World 2 sucked. But Jurassic World 3 will clearly be really good because it'll be all about dinosaurs being unleashed on the earth. And like, how are humans going to react? No, Rebecca, they skipped to the part where people are just living with dinosaurs. And you know what the big threat of Jurassic World 3 is? The end of the trilogy. You ready for this? Locusts.
Okay.
Locusts, Rebecca.
That's anticlimactic.
Am I watching Locust World 3 or am I watching Jurassic World 3? Okay.
To be fair, if there was a movie that was made and marketed as Locust World, I might watch that.
Three. It needs to be marketed as Locust World 3.
Yeah, just the third one. Just jump straight to the third one.
Straight to three. It was nonsense. Yeah,
not if it's marketed as a dinosaur movie, no.
They brought back the cast from Jurassic Park 1, and it's like they didn't even do Jurassic Park. Anyway, all right, so. Hunter tells everyone and their mother he has an idol, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like 5 minutes before Tribal. He literally runs around. Better. He's like, let me be super chaotic right now.
He told Venus, and he knows that Venus doesn't even like him because, as you said, there was a scene where they argued with each other.
Yeah.
They openly argued.
And then he's
argued.
Like, please, please, just work with me. Please, vote for Ben. Please. And Venus is like, why? I'm voting for Q.
Yeah, she even openly told him, and I'm hoping the wiki is updated by now, but she has openly told him, like, I'm voting for Q. And so when we get that tie vote, Hunter not only blew it, not only did he blow it by not playing his idol, he blew it by just not voting for Q. He could have saved, he could have survived tonight not playing his idol. He could have.
Yep.
All he had to do was just vote for Q, and he didn't even do that. Why did he think the Ben, who is like, nobody championed the Ben plan. He was, what? Hunter. The Survivor Wiki's still not updated. I feel out of the loop. I'm sorry. I'll know tomorrow, I guess. So we go to Tribal Council, and Jeff apologizes for not being ready and brings a cushion, which I did like, and the popcorn, which I felt like was a bit excessive. The popcorn,
was excessive, but it was the kind of excessive that I personally enjoy that type of humor. It's just like so over the top.
I'm pro popcorn. I'm anti giving it to all the players. I think Jeff should just eat it right in front of their faces. But
except for Liz, it was nice that Liz got to eat something.
That's
because she
thing.
Did say she hasn't eaten in 72 hours. That's intense.
I can't believe they can. I mean, I'm glad they did. I feel like Liz paid off the medical team to get her on the show because there's no way anybody should be allowed on the show unable to just eat basics like coconut and rice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, they don't have rice. That's right. Liz wanted rice. She tried setting up for rice and then they didn't. They offered rice. That's right. And they failed on that.
That's right.
So that's why Liz is. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right.
Poor Liz.
I will say at Tribal, at least he was wearing his Q skirt.
Yeah, and they brought it up again in the recap at the beginning of the episode. I'm like, what am I missing with the Q-skirt thing?
It's a big hit, Rebecca. Get with the times.
I guess. Is Taylor he Swift selling is
old,
these?
Taylor Swift is old news. Q-skirt's in. Taylor Swift out.
There was also there was also an ad for Taylor Swift's vinyl at Target that played during one of the commercial breaks.
I was
breaks,
a bit confused. I thought I was being seduced by Taylor Swift because I have the TV on mute. I'm like, what is going on right now?
Yeah.
I would rather be seduced by Q-ness Q-skirt, frankly. Just give me a slow-mo shot of him in that. And he gives me like a look through the TV. I'm like, oh, hello. I'm trying to watch this with my family.
It is a pretty flattering, the Q-skirt is pretty flattering. So, you know, fair enough.
Tiffany and Q bicker so much. And I'm like, I love this. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. This is all I want, tribal. Just fight with each other. Now, some are saying this is like Gabon. I wouldn't say this is like Gabon, but there are definitely episodes where it is like Gabon. But Gabon was top to bottom a mess. And unfortunately, the season has had a couple episodes where it was not a mess.
Yeah.
Gabon, I don't think there's ever an episode that didn't have some sort of mess within it. But for the most part, I'll give it credit. If you count, especially with Banu and Yanu in the beginning, this season has mostly been a mess. And it needs to end with a Gabon-esque winner. Bob winning Gabon is like, really? We're settling for this? This is the best we got? Like, Bob's fine, I guess, but I don't know. Not very exciting. Yeah. For this season to this season needs to end on like Ben winning. It's like, yes. Really? Out of all people, we landed on Ben winning? That's nothing against Ben. Just the show's not presented Ben as a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Or who else would be like them? Can't be Venus.
I think...
Can't be, yeah. Liz. Liz would be the funniest, but can't be Liz.
Yeah.
Does
even
have to
Maria.
Be Maria,
maybe.
Yeah,
I feel like Ben is the best option. Maria is probably the second best.
Maria's
but
too smart to be.
Yeah,
like a
exactly. We've gotten
winner.
Too much strategy from her, I think.
I need someone who basically just makes like jokes and references and.
Yeah.
It just
and constantly
chills.
Says, this does not rock.
This does not rock, yes. If Ben won, though, he would say, this rocks.
This
obviously.
Rocks, exactly.
Yeah. Now, this rocks, yeah. This $1 million check.
Yes.
Liz is like, that's small potatoes.
Liz is like, I'll write you a $2 million check to give me the title of sole survivor.
Yeah.
Just try and buy it from
okay.
him.
Okay, Liz Hans. All right, so anyways, Hunter keeps talking to Kenzie, and he keeps talking to like everyone else, and it's like he's clearly nervous. He's mm-hmm. so clearly nervous. He clearly thinks he's not being told the truth, because why else... Would you ask this 1,000 times?
Yeah.
He's looking for comfort and everyone's just telling him what he wants to hear, whether it's true or not. As I said, I still don't, my mm-hmm. TV froze and I still don't have the vote count in front of me. Do you, Rebecca, do you have the, who voted for who?
I did not get the vote. Well, I have like the vote count, but I didn't get who voted for who.
Yeah. On the original vote, not the revote. Cause the revote, somebody still voted for you. If you told me it's Tiffany, I'd believe you.
Mm-hmm.
You told me it's Tiffany?
Yeah.
I believe you that's who revoted on Q. That would make sense.
Yeah.
But who voted Hunter in the first? I don't know yet. So anyways, I mean, Hunter keeps asking. It's like, Hunter, dude, trust your gut. Clearly your gut's telling me.
Yeah.
Telling yourself you're not
especially safe. Especially because, I mean, he even says at some point, he's like, you know, last week, like, everyone was, you know, Tevin felt like super comfortable and like he ended up getting blindsided. And it's like, Hunter's basically like, yeah, I feel like Tevin right now. And it's like, play the idol. Like, where are we losing you, you know?
Yeah, Hunter. So no one plays their idol. And I was blown away. I was like, both people should have played their idol tonight. Tiffany did say that if Hunter plays his, she was going to play hers. So I guess we were really, Hunter was the, but then again, Hunter, all he had to do. I mean, I was on edge, Rebecca, this whole vote. This is the mm-hmm. only vote all season I've been on edge during. And this was it. And I was like, it was like Q, Hunter.
Yes.
I think I said the right number of votes there. And I was like, oh my gosh, is it really gonna be Hunter on a 5-4 split? Ben. I was like,
right.
What do you mean Ben? Right. Mary's like, well, Hunter said he's going for Ben. I'm like, no, I know how it happened. I'm like, but why?
Yeah, no, I said the same thing. Like, why Ben? Like, why?
I get what happened. I don't understand why it happened. That's why.
Yeah.
I get what. Yeah. I don't understand why. Why?
Yeah, because, I mean, you're so right. You said this earlier, but yeah, if Hunter would have just voted for Q, because everyone is telling him, like, we're all voting for Q.
Yes, we talked
like,
to Kenzie in the middle, like, we're voting Q.
Exactly. And he knows Q doesn't have an idol. So no like, yeah, voting what, Ben. What was the purpose?
No one said we're voting Ben, and he still votes for Ben. Forget your idol. Why didn't you vote for Q at least?
Yeah, I don't understand that move at all.
I'm dumbfounded. I'm absolutely dumbfounded. The more I think about it, the more dumbfounded I am, actually.
That's a good word. Yeah.
I really am. I feel the same way. I am.
Yep.
I'm dumb, but I'm also founded, okay? I'm dumbfounded.
Oh, yes. Yeah, two separate things, yes.
Oh, brother. So we get a 4-4-1 vote. We revote 6-1 Hunter's out. I'm assuming Tiffany was the vote. I apologize how bad this is. This is gonna age like milk if I'm wrong, but it's just, there's just not updating the wiki and my TV froze. Sorry. So anyways, next time on Survivor, Liz calls everyone a hoe bag, which hilarious. That's when my TV cut out because my TV was laughing so hard it couldn't show me the rest of the next
just
Survivor.
Like cut out. Yeah. So that was the main thing. Just we kind of hear Liz like kind of sounds like she's starting to lose it, which I mean, fair enough. Like if she hasn't eaten in multiple days, like
and you're
I
on
get
the
it.
Bone 2.0.
Yes, like fair enough. But yeah, so Liz is losing it. And then the other thing that we saw, and again, this is highly edited, so who knows how accurate this actually is, but we saw Maria talking to Q and basically saying like, hey, right now, like you're an outcast, like you're on the bottom of the totem pole, but it doesn't have to stay that way. And then we cut to a confessional of Maria and she's basically like, if I can pull this off, this will be the biggest move of the game. Kind of implying that she's gonna like try and get Q back in the game.
Well, if you think about it, we're at the final eight, so if the Sega 3 can pull in Q, because why not, he's desperate. The problem with Q is he tells everyone everything in a sense.
And he's so unpredictable.
I mean, I'm surprised he didn't tell everyone that Hunter had 9-0 before Hunter got a chance to do it, frankly.
Yeah. That's true. It's just because Hunter did it so fast. He mentioned it to Q and then he immediately went and told I think Venus and Liz immediately after that.
Oh, man. So, yes, everyone's a hoe bag. That's what everyone needs to remember going into next week. Just remember that. Everyone's a hoe bag. Thank you for this content for Liz from the Survivor Editors. I'm glad she made it this far. I really thought she was going to be gone like 3 or 4 episodes ago. Liz was skunked for too long. She got a bunch of I'm rich comments in the first like 2 or 3 episodes, and then they didn't give her any content. Now here she is calling people hoe bags. Getting mad because she had to work for a whole day. I mean, the Liz content has been gold. It's been gold. It's been
like
gold
as in like the gold bars that she brought to the island with her.
Liz doesn't. Did she even bring her bag to tribal again tonight? It's just too heavy. I don't know. She didn't bring her bag to tribal like 3 times or 4 times. I don't know how many times. Then she just doesn't bring her bag. She may have brought it
tonight.
Such
a power move. That's so funny.
Just don't show up with just don't bring your eye. Well, she's like nothing in this bag she can't replace. You know what I mean?
Yes. Right.
Nothing in that bag I can't replace easily in about 2 minutes. All right. So let's move on. What's new on Patreon? Yeah. These podcasts you can listen to early and ad free on Patreon. You can download them as MP3s. Link in the description. It is free to join. The Boston Rob story. I thought I was going to have it done today on Wednesday, Rebecca. No, it's a behemoth. It is a behemoth for his Redemption Island winner story. So that will be on Patreon this week. I promise it'll be up there by Friday. The second chances too, aka I picked 20 people who I thought should be given a second chance. That video is up on Patreon. Patrons pick that video. And Rupert's video from Heroes vs. Villains is on Patreon as well. Amongst like 5, 6, 7 other videos. Those are just the ones that if you sign up. Now, the videos, you do have to be a paid patron to watch, but the podcasts are free. Okay. Well, you ready for question of the week, Rebecca?
I am so ready.
Rebecca, I have not kept up with points, but I know you're far behind me, and that's all you really need to know.
Yeah, very far behind.
That's all you really need to know. So let's see if you can get a point this week. Your question is,
I'll do my best.
Which New Era season had to redo their cast photo because they had a last minute switch in their cast?
Interesting. Last minute switch in the cast. That's a great question. I want to say, is it 45?
No. What were you thinking happened in 45? Was it because Austin?
That there was like the switch of some sort. Yeah.
It was 43. Apparently Gio was a last minute. Somebody dropped or something happened. Gio as an alternate jumped in at the last second. So they had to take their cast photo normally they take it before the season starts filming, and mm-hmm. they had to take it after the season started filming because Gio was that much of a last minute swap into the season.
Wow.
And this was confirmed by Owen on Reddit. So that's a source I can trust.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Just like, yeah. That one was on the wiki, but I had to confirm it via Owen on Reddit. So
yes.
What is your question for me, Rebecca? You did not get a point, all right. Unfortunately. So I don't know how you're catching. Maybe we'll do like.
Do I get half a point for effort? Maybe because I guessed.
No.
That's not how points work. Okay, great.
I'm sitting
got
on
it.
A cushion eating popcorn, watching you fail.
Fair enough.
Rebecca, maybe we'll go do like quadruple or nothing for the finale. I don't know how far behind you are, but enough where maybe quadruple or nothing is what's needed.
Yeah. That's too much pressure, though. You can't put all that pressure on one question.
You believe if I do a quadruple or nothing, I'm giving you a hard question. It's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
All right. What's your question for me?
All right. So, okay. My question for you is, which season has the most combined immunity and reward challenges? So in other words, a challenge that is for both immunity and reward.
Oh, Redemption Island.
That is actually not correct.
Oh, is it South Pacific?
No, it is Blood versus Water.
Okay.
It is.
It had to be one of the Redemption Island seasons, because good question. The reason I figured it had to be one of them is because if you think about it, those seasons are actually technically the easiest for the players who stay in the game the whole time, because they only got to do one challenge every 3 days. They don't have to everything's combined. The duels.
And then they just get to watch.
Yes, the duels distract you from the fact that the players who are actually just staying in the game the whole time are doing like half the challenges they normally get to do, which is, I believe, is why you don't see any medical evacuations in any of those seasons. I mean, the only thing you get is one person quits, but because everyone's doing half the challenges, even those on Redemption are doing half the challenges, it's actually one of the least grueling seasons to compete in, because you're doing half the work.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I was literally thinking that as we're working on Boss and Rob's Redemption Island story video today. I was like, Boss and Rob is doing half the work he had to do against the cast of newbies, and it's his fourth time playing. He doesn't have to deal with Russell Hantz. I'm like, talk about a cakewalk. I mean, good on him. He did what he did. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
But I'm saying he had one of the easiest seasons, just like across the board. They gave him a bunch of like craftsman tools and stuff in the beginning of the season because Boston Rob's there. I mean,
yes, I forgot about that. That's amazing.
Just give him power tools while you're at it. Let him build his island in the Isle of Shelters. Also, it's funny because Boston Rob's like, this is the last time I'm playing Survivor. Like, okay, buddy.
All right. Okay.
I'm sure it's the last time I'll ever see you on TV, Boston Rob.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to TV ratings. So I have these on screen for those who are here on YouTube watching. But long story short, again, Rebecca, in the Chicago versus Survivor battle, Survivor won, but only because, can you guess it? Why did Survivor beat Chicago?
The Chicago trilogy did a rerun?
Yes, they all did reruns.
Yes. Amazing.
So Masked Singer got second place.
How does that work? Do they just do random reruns in the middle of like airing a season? Because this is the second time that's happened, right?
Yes. If I was watching this show, mind you, we just came out of a whole strike and everything. You think they had, and the writers had time to write episodes before the actors got off strike. So you think they would have had a bunch of episodes just like ready to be filmed because only the actors were on strike, not like the production team or the writers were on strike, don't get me wrong, but then they came back before the actors came off strike for like a month. We talked about it last season where I was like, infamously, I said, ooh, I hope the strike keeps going. So 46 is the longer episodes. And you said, Wesley, if you say that again, I'm going to smack your face. So something to that fact, you were very upset with me.
I think that's the transcript.
Only time you and I have had a serious tiff in our entire friendship.
I think that's correct.
For real. Like, that's the only time I think you actually got mad at me. So,
You can say whatever you want about Taylor Swift, but
don't talk about
not
the strikes. Yeah. All right. So, anyways, yes, they beat Chicago on a technicality because of reruns. I don't know when Chicago's coming back with any new episodes at this rate, but apparently at some point, I guess. Survivor beat Masked Singer by like 1.4 million. As we've talked about many times, Survivor's doing just fine. It's unfortunate live TV is going downhill, but I think they're, again, I want to know what the streaming numbers are. This does not include Paramount Plus streaming numbers, and I want to know what the numbers are, because like, I stream live through the Paramount Plus app. Does that count towards the viewership? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, That's a great question. Yeah.
That's all. How do you watch? Do you watch through the app or do you watch through local TV?
Yeah, through the app. Yeah, yeah. Through Paramount Plus.
No, the app technically is through my local TV, which is why when I said the local TV crashed, like I could stream all the other CBS shows live. I couldn't stream Survivor. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So maybe I am technically watching live, like the local TV, I guess. But I don't know. I mean, like, what about people stream the day after? What's the numbers? I want to know what the real numbers are.
Yeah.
Because clearly Survivor's getting more than 4.84 million like they got this week.
Because, yeah, and I'm sure that there's a decent number of people that wait until the next day. Because, like, yeah, just for the sake of, like, not even watching commercials, I feel like that's enough of a reason for a lot of people to just wait. Which, I mean, I guess, like, I don't know. They probably, I guess they make less money off of that for not having commercials, I guess. But they have subscriptions. I don't know how all that works.
Yeah, Mary and I don't watch Amazing Race until, and it's because, of course, we're doing this podcast, but we don't watch Amazing Race till a day or two later, because, and part of it is because, you know, I'm not staying up that late, but also without commercials is better. And I get it. So if I didn't do Survivor for my job, I would personally, I might wait till next morning. I don't know. I can't guarantee that because people be posting spoilers way too soon. I try to wait 48 hours to post anything related to spoilers.
Internet.
Yes, dude. I try to wait 48 hours before I post anything even related to a spoiler on this channel. And then I can complain to Rebecca when I post a spoiler a month after the season ends. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, this is a Survivor channel. Like, come on. Come on, man.
Just turn off notifications at that point.
Dude, like, what am I? The season's been done for a month. You've had time.
Yeah, exactly.
You've had time. I can ask about the winner of Survivor. It was like, it's every season too. It's going to happen this season after 46. I'm going to ask about what people think about Liz winning a month after it happens. And I'll have to
Yep. Or you'll post a video called The Mermaid Dragon and everyone's going to be like, well, okay.
What? Kenzie won? Yes, it's been a month. You've had time.
Shocking. Also, did you watch any of the show?
If Liz wins, though, I'm calling it Fat Stacks of Cash. The story of Liz Wilcox.
That's incredible.
If she doesn't win, even if she doesn't win and the patrons pick her to get a story, that's what it'll be called. That's Stacks of Cash. The story of Liz
Wilcox. I hope that she keeps getting content because, she needs to get enough content to get a video about her because I feel like that would be a really good video.
I need her to talk about her wealth one more time before she gets voted out or before she wins. I don't care which one.
Yeah.
I don't care. I mean, I hope she wins.
Yeah. Maybe she makes it to the final three and then someone brings up her money and then we get a sob story from her somehow. She's like,
she tells us about how she killed her husband.
That's when she breaks out the story. I grew up poor, the whole nine yards, you know, all that. There's tears. She hasn't eaten in like a month at this point, even though they've only been there for 26 days.
I attended a ball. I had a fairy godmother dress me up. I took a carriage. I wore
glass slippers. And I'm allergic to pumpkin, and I got pumpkin in my hair.
That's why I don't drink pumpkin spice. I showed up, lost my glass slipper. I had to get back before midnight. Knocked on my door with a glass slipper. So I took the other glass slipper I had and I stabbed him right through the throat.
And then I became queen.
I became queen.
Because that's how it works.
Yes.
When you kill the king, you become the next monarch.
Even though we're talking about Cinderella and I think he's just a prince, but regardless. Yeah. So anyways, let's move on to winner analysis. Okay. For those who skipped to winner analysis, man, you missed a lot of winner analysis during our podcast.
Yeah.
All right. So Rebecca and I have the same number one and two, but we don't have the same number three. So let's talk about number three. Go ahead. Tell me who your number three is.
So my number three is Maria. And I will say I'm like hesitant to put anyone there because I feel like the number one and number two are like pretty obvious to me. Everyone else I feel like is just kind of at this point, like I just don't really see them winning, but I do feel comfortable putting Maria as my number three because I feel like out of everyone else besides the two obvious people, I think we've gotten a lot of strategy from her. Her name really hasn't been brought up as a threat except by Tiffany one time. But that, I don't know, she's not like a huge target. She's not a huge challenge threat. She doesn't have an idol, but she's still in a really good spot with Charlie being a close alliance for her. And kind of like we talked about, you know, a little bit with the whole Sega thing, that might be a thing for the next like vote or two. So I think she's in a decent spot. I would be kind of surprised if she wins at this point, but I do think she's been playing a decent game, so that's why I have her at number three.
I hear you. The number three spot is tough. And tomorrow, Mary and I will be ranking the eight remaining players in the game on our podcast for winner analysis. But anyways, my number three. So your number three, I agree. It's a little rough with Maria, but also I think Maria's gotten so little content. It's for her stretches of this season. I've actually just watched the Maria music video by Brooks and Dunn to get something. I had nothing to analyze. So I watched my Maria quite a few times. It's a great song. I highly recommend it. It is country, but it's like good country before country went. How do I say this?
Back when Taylor Swift was a country artist.
This is before Taylor Swift was a country artist. But so let's say this is the pre-Taylor Swift ruining country era. No, I'm just kidding. Taylor Swift didn't ruin country. Country was became something else. So anyways, this is back when country is good. My Maria, Brooks and Dunn. Check it out on YouTube. Yep. Highly recommend. I'm saying this to you too, Rebecca. It's also if you haven't listened to it. All right, my number three is Tiffany. Tiffany, who I'm not as just like you, I'm not like 100% certain on by any means. Like she was for so long, she was number one or two because like there's nothing wrong. And then all of a sudden, things are going wrong, namely Q. But also, Tiffany's not doing herself many favors by bickering with Q. Though to be fair, I guess she had to bicker with anybody. Q's the right person to do it with. Nobody's really on Q's side.
Yeah. I do think she made a mistake by not playing her idol tonight. But on the flip side, now that she has an idol, like that's going to get her through another vote. So like that's fair. Assuming that she plays it and doesn't get voted out with it in her pocket.
Yeah. Why is everyone so allergic to playing idols this season?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like that's the point of getting an idol is it protects you.
I think the 47 cast is already out there. But if you are listening and you're cast in 48, because I think you would know by now. Or you are going, or if you're going to apply and you're going to play, this is just good general advice. If you have an idol and everyone knows about it, you just play it. And the reason being is, as we saw as we're going to see with Tiffany, if we haven't seen already, is there's just a target on her back just because she has an idol. Not for any other reason. Mm-hmm. There's no target before the idol. The idol was discovered. If she just played and got out of her hands, people are like, okay, we don't have to worry about Tiffany. We can vote her off whenever we feel like it versus we got to go for her now. She has an idol. We have to go for her. We can't have the idol.
I feel
here.
Like she knows that too, because like she kind of said that tonight. She was like, listen, this idol is putting a target on my back, so I'm just going to play it. I'm just going to flush the idol. Like, I don't want it. Yeah, exactly. And then she didn't do it. And it's like, if you know that it's putting a target on your back, like, why would you want to keep that target? Because now, keeping the target on your back for like two tribals, even if you do play the idol, it's like, well, Tiffany was already a target, so like we might as well keep targeting her, you know, as opposed to it just being like a one-time thing. I don't know. I feel like you're just keeping yourself in people's minds and not in a good way. So yeah, I don't know.
Another way Tiffany could have played this, though she was a bit blindsided being told that anybody even knew about her idol, is she could have been like, Q's lying, Q has the idol, or Q is lying, that makes me think Q has the idol. Because that would have been a believable thing, by the way, to do.
That's true.
But she, I think when she was told it was at tribal and she wasn't expecting anybody to have known about it. So she wasn't ready. She was not prepared. And I don't knock her for that. That's the only way with 2020 hindsight to play off that you don't have the idols. Be like, no, dude, clearly Q has it. And nobody can talk to Q and get a straight answer anyways in terms of Q can deny all day. But are you really going to believe Q now after all he's done? You know, it's kind of where we're at. But either way, you just got to play the idol. This is good. It's good advice. You're on 48. If you're going to be on 49 foot 50, just play the idol. Just play the idol forever. If everyone knows about it. I think if you're on 50, though, you got to be a returnee. So I used to talk about 48 and 49.
Yes.
Yeah. I think 47 is already out there. I could be wrong. So anyways, my number three is Tiffany. Both of our number twos are Charlie. Rebecca, why do you have Charlie at number two?
Yeah, I feel like Charlie is just, we kind of talked about it earlier, but he's just a little hard to ignore at this point. We are constantly hearing from Charlie. We're constantly hearing his point of view. We're hearing his strategy.
He won immunity.
He won immunity. He's in a great spot, I think, just socially in the tribe. Having Maria as such a tight alliance
Marie.
Like really good for him. And he's got the Taylor Swift thing, so obviously like that makes me like him. Ugh. And no, I think he's just like in a really good spot, and he has main character energy, which is something that we yeah, talk about like a lot with Winter Analysis, just meaning like, yeah, he's getting a lot of attention. The show is constantly letting us know what he thinks about what's going on and what his strategy is. And yeah, just we're seeing the moves that he's making and different things. So yeah, I think he's just a little impossible to ignore at this point. So that's why I have him at number two.
I gotta say, I just realized Hunter is part of the Six. The Six Alliance was garbage. It never did anything yeah. for each other. They just kept voting each other off. That's all they yeah. did.
The Six Alliance is like, what's the term for like an anti-alliance where you like say you're going to vote together, but then you just eliminate each yeah. other and then your alliance is gone because you voted everyone out.
That's some serious 4D chess. What if I create an alliance yeah. of people I'm just going to vote off instead?
That's actually
and then I'll, an it's interesting like it's their strategy. Fault that I had to vote them off.
And then I'll threaten to quit and then yes. people won't respect my game. And then I'll just make it to the end because no one respects my game and now
as
I'm a goat.
I was working on Boss Rob's video today and this week. He says big mistake a few times. No, it's not oh. never as prominent as when Q says it, because the way Q says
sure.
it burns in your brain. Boss Rob says big mistake. Like Matt shakes the hand of another tribe for like 3 seconds. And he's like,
absolutely not.
Boss Rob says that's a big mistake. And I'm like, it is. And I'm like, holy crap, it is Q. Q really did take a cue from. Yeah, Q took a cue. Q took a cue from Boston Rob from Redemption Island. So, all right.
Yeah.
My number two, Charlie, because as I mean, you kind of laid it all out there. Charlie feels like if he's the actual winner, it weirdly enough, he might be more undercover than Kenzie. I think it's because Kenzie yeah. is more charismatic. Oh, that's the right mm-hmm. word. She has more charisma. I feel like yeah. you say charismatic, people think of like Christianity or something. I'm talking about oh, charisma. Yeah. I forget if that's, I don't know. I yes. feel like I've heard it like
fair
that.
Enough.
So anyways, charisma. Yeah. She has more charisma than Charlie, which I believe come a final three is crucial. You mm-hmm. don't want to be outshined by others. You don't want somebody else in the jury making everyone else laugh. You don't want somebody else on the yeah. jury making everyone else feel good about them when they're about to vote. That's not what you want. You mm-hmm. want other people to either be bad at Final Tribal, to be enemies with people. Right now, Q's a perfect person to bring to the end, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to try to sell himself like some mastermind. People like, yeah, okay, Q, you tried to quit.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a 4D chess move. You just tried to quit.
Right.
Yeah.
But you didn't like he tried to play it as like, oh, like I'm not quitting because I want to still be on the jury. Yeah. But. Yeah. But it was a quit.
No, it was trying to quit. Yeah. So Charlie, yeah. I feel like definitely he also got that flashback to Malcolm and Denise. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe he's Denise and Maria's Malcolm. I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, the way it's being presented so far, it seems kind of like that. We'll see. Watch for if Maria wins, it was there the whole time. We just overlooked it. She had the backstory. She got the flashback to Malcolm and Denise. The only thing, thing of knocking Maria, why I don't have her in my top three like you do, is she had an episode where she got zero confessionals, and that still is.
Yeah.
A death nail to me.
Yeah, I feel like you don't do that to a winner.
Yeah.
But
you really don't.
I don't know. Been wrong before, but
I mean, no one here has a perfect winner at it. So.
Yeah.
D had a perfect winner at it. Like there's really nothing ever going after D. She had power the whole time. Mm-hmm. She was prominent the whole time. Jam, while he did have some opposition, like after like episode 8, Jam was kind of in the clear until the end when mm-hmm. he just kind of won cuz everybody liked him more. Gabler yeah. had an uphill battle and he had to go underwater. 42 Marianne had an uphill battle as well. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of obvious winner edits in the new era. Erica had an uphill battle. So yeah, it's really been Jam. I guess the last two winners have been kind of obvious in terms of their trajectory, but
mm-hmm.
right now. All right. So number one is Kenzie for both of us.
Yes. Yes.
Now, how big is the gap from Charlie to number three for you?
From Charlie to number three, I'd say pretty big. Like, honestly, I feel like Kenzie is the most likely winner at this point. Charlie, I could see him winning. Everyone else, I'd be very shocked if anyone else wins at this point. So I don't know if you were looking for a percentage, but it's a pretty big gap.
I just want to know how big, like in a general term. Yeah, for me, the gap's, it's not maybe not as big as your gap between the mm-hmm. two. A medium-sized gap between Charlie and sure. Tiffany for me. I feel like Tiffany, she's had a little rough patch here, but if she gets out mm-hmm. Q and plays her idol, I feel like Tiffany could recover. We'll see, because Kenzie's going after and Kenzie's her number one. Now, between Kenzie and Charlie, another medium-sized gap. I can't say a big gap. I think Kenzie is our clear frontrunner at the moment. But they've done this to us before where somebody has a clear frontrunner, a la Jesse and 43, for example, and it turns out they weren't going to win. They were just the frontrunner. We were distracted by them. So are we being distracted by Kenzie and Liz is going to win? Or is Venus, you know, is Venus going to win? You know, people said in the beginning, Venus going to win. Did they have spoilers that I didn't? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, if Venus ends up winning at this point, like that's honestly, like, I don't know, impressive. I could get behind that because, again, it's chaotic and I'm here for the chaos. So
I am.
Fair enough.
Venus has to do a lot of work. I feel like there's been.
She does.
Even this episode, as you said, Hunter told Venus that I don't really like you, or like nobody. This is why you're so unlikable.
Yeah, exactly.
And Tevin ain't voting for Venus. Hunter ain't voting for Venus.
No.
And I don't think Soda's voting for Venus. I don't think so.
Honestly, like from what we've seen in the show, I don't think Venus is self-aware enough to know like what type of moves she needs to make to get people to vote for her. Because like it does seem like she's very focused on just getting to the end, but like not really thinking about, I don't know, in a sense, like not Hans, thinking about jury management. In a sense, she is, because like with the whole Soda vote and stuff, I think she tried to like, you know, be like, oh yeah, like, you know, I made that move or whatever. But I don't know. For the most part, I just don't know if she's like self-aware enough to pull that off in a final tribal. But could be wrong. Could be proven wrong. Who knows?
Well, she's missing 3 out of 8 votes on final tribal. So we'll find out.
Yes.
All right. Let's move on to your all questions. As I said, tomorrow, Mary and I will be ranking everybody left in the game. And at some point, ideally, Rebecca will be joining us maybe for the when we get down to the final 5, and we'll rank all the new era seasons while we're at it too, Rebecca. But we'll see if we can work that out.
Nice.
All right. Yeah. So your all's questions, I got several of them. Thankfully, YouTube is working this week, unlike last week when we didn't have many options. This week, Rebecca, as of the time you're looking, an hour and a half after the episode's done, we have 91 comments. That's quite a bit.
Whoa, let's go.
I know.
That's awesome.
But we were picking several. So, all right. First question is from Mike. How ironic is it that Liz and Venus, of all people, are the final NAMI members remaining?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if ironic. It is surprising that Venus made it this far, because Venus had a lot of enemies for a long time. Liz, I'm not as surprised by, because, I mean, Tevin kind of pointed out that, like, she has a lot of money, so, like, you know, she doesn't need to win Survivor.
No, Liz but, paid to get on the show, obviously.
Yeah. But like, besides that, like, I don't know, Liz, I feel like, is just kind of under the radar in a lot of ways. Like, she's not a huge threat, and she hasn't made a lot of enemies like Venus has. So, yeah, it is interesting, though.
Speaking of Liz, Jillian asks, how many gold bars did Liz slip Jeff for the popcorn?
Oh, that's a great question. We didn't even consider that. Of course, yeah, Liz must have bribed Jeff to bring them a snack at tribal.
Yeah. To get like 4 kernels of popcorn. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
As we all know, that's super filling.
I will give you $100,000 in gold bars.
That's like what, 5 calories?
Kernels of popcorn. <It's> like,
like nothing.
It's like nothing.
Roush's Tiger, I think I'm saying that right, has asked, has anyone ever misplayed an idol like that? If he keeps it quiet and still holds it, they might keep him. Yes, since like the beginning of time. James was the first one. Everyone knew James had like 2 idols, and dude got voted off with 2 owls in his pocket. So has anyone ever misplayed an idol like that? Yes, it's happened many times. The first example was James.
If by misplayed you mean not played an idol.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Yeah. Go home with an idol in pocket, and everyone knows you have an idol. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, so far what we've learned from this season of Survivor is if anyone asks you who your favorite player is, do not say Aubrey, say Fabio.
Yes.
And no, if Fabio, you have won, an
that's
idol.
A bit dangerous.
Well, yeah, but
who's going to take Fabio seriously?
Maybe pick someone else.
Yeah, who's going to take
but
Fabio
don't say
seriously?
Aubrey, because that's a big mistake.
A big mistake. Big mistake.
Yes.
In fact, my sister Emily went and watched Aubrey's first season this past week and texted me about it, because she's like, I didn't realize Aubrey?
Aubrey, such a mastermind.
Who knew? All right, so go ahead, Rebecca, sorry.
Yes, so don't say Aubrey is your favorite player. And then also, if everyone knows you have an idol, play it. That's what we've learned from this season.
All right, next question is from Patrick. Is Q going to get dragged to the end as a goat?
I think that's likely.
That's his best bet.
I think it's possible. I do think that, I don't know, Kenzie and Tiffany are both like pretty mad at him. And so I don't know if either of them would take him to the end, like just on principle. And he's certainly annoyed a lot of people. Well, yeah, and that's fair. But like, I don't know. Are Kenzie and Tiffany really thinking that way? Maybe. I mean, they clearly took out Hunter tonight. So like, yeah, I guess, I mean, they are playing the game, obviously.
Again,
but yeah, I don't know. I think it's definitely possible.
If you're playing in a future season, to those mm-hmm. who might be on 48 or on a future season, befriend the goats, befriend them, befriend mm-hmm. your local goat. Okay. Befriend all the goats in your season. If there's more than one, now you want to keep that on the down low. You don't want everyone to be public knowledge that you're befriending all the goats, obviously. But mm-hmm. you want to be with the goats because sometimes goats get power. Now, they're still goats, but sometimes they get mm-hmm. power and you want them going after you. Befriend the goats and be like, obviously, we're the final three, you goats. And then you go to the end and everyone's like, I don't even like you. And you're like, that's why I brought him here. All right. So next question is from Josh. Do you think people are going to tell Tiff that Kenzie threw her name out? So is Kenzie in trouble come next vote? Is that the move Maria's possibly talking about?
Yeah, that's definitely possible. Yeah, I could see that coming back to bite Kenzie for sure, because I think she's right. Like, it is kind of her or Tiffany in one sense. Like, I don't think that the two of them are going to get to the end together. So, like, it's good to try to be the first person to strike. But obviously, like, it didn't work out this week and she didn't get a lot of momentum. So, yeah, it could end up being a problem. And especially, yeah, especially if like word gets around to Q somehow that Kenzie was trying to do that, like, yeah, he could definitely blow that up and make things very chaotic.
Steven asks, is this the budget era Gabon? And I would say that out of all the seasons so far, this season is the closest to being in the budget era, a Gabon like mm-hmm. season. The other one that's closest is Nicaragua. That's not budget era. But a Gabon season's hard to come by. People always try to claim, people try to tell me 45 is next Gabon. I'm like, have you even watched this season? Just Lulu's a Mess is not enough for a season to be Gabon. You need the whole season. Right. And you need people being salty at each other. That's really important.
Yes.
People being openly salty and not caring about the repercussions of being salty is part of the Gabon experience. And I will say that this season has many elements of Gabon. We need to see how it finishes. Saltiness for a few episodes and Banu is not enough to make a Gabon season. I need the whole season has to be next week we go back to it and everything's normal and we're just giving Jeff empty platitudes at tribal and we get a predictable winner. That's not Gabon, but
right
so yeah. far this is on track to possibly be one. What do you think, Rebecca?
Yeah, I agree. I do think that the start of this season was a bit slow. I mean, we've talked about this in the past, but just like having the two first episodes be 2 hours and so much Banu content in the first like few episodes and stuff. So it definitely had a slower start, I think. But the principle of what they're asking, like just with this season being so chaotic, like, yeah, I do think it's a good comparison for sure. So far, we'll see how it ends.
Our several question comes from, I believe it's M. Pierre, or if you want to be French, mm-hmm. M. Pierre. Is there a chance of you redeeming himself, or is he doomed? Does you have any chance of turning this thing around?
I don't think you can come back from threatening to quit in front of everyone. Like Like he might make it to the end, like we've talked about. Like he might be a goat, but I don't think there's any way he could convince a jury to vote for him, considering, I mean, he's tried to quit, at least twice, but one time in front of literally everyone, including the jury.
Three times?
Okay, well, there you go. So, yeah, I don't think I just don't think you can come back from that. And, like, I just don't think a jury is going to respect someone who, yeah, has tried to quit the game multiple times. But what do you think?
No. Q, I mean, if we're talking about in terms of Q reaching the end, I think he has an okay chance of that. Depends on how if people want to deal with him for another, I don't know, I think we're on day 18 now, so another eight days, which is not a lot. But in Survivor, with how fast it's going, a lot of tribals, you got to decide not to vote out Q. It seems like it's definitely a sentiment to vote out Q. I think that he's doomed from winning, though. I don't think there's a chance of that happening. As I said, his best chance to next to Liz and Venus. And even now, I'm like, well, Liz and Venus could have a case.
Yeah.
Especially over Q.
So. Yeah.
We already know Liz is going to pay off the jury anyways. It's the whole season's
absolutely
rigged. Since season
Liz
one.
Liz has the game in the bag.
Since season one, people have been like, it's rigged. They script everything. There's, by the way, no proof. I mean, there was a lawsuit in season one, but ever since the lawsuit in season one, all right, outside of that lawsuit, the show is not rigged. They don't rig. They don't script any of this. Anyways, so this is the first season, though. I will publicly admit that it might be rigged if Liz wins. And we, just saying.
Unless Liz wants to sponsor this podcast, in which case the season was not rigged. And we've
for
always
$1,
said that.
I will accept her sponsorship for $1. No more. No more. I am a man. I cannot handle her anyways. I will accept $1 and I won't even look her in the eyes when I do it because I can't handle her. Now, Rebecca, I might have you do the business deal for me so you can actually look her in the eyes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just like give me an empty briefcase and we just meet
I just meet
her in a back alley somewhere.
I'll stand on the other side of the wall. Yeah. So I can like hear what happens, but I can't look at her. No man can handle her. Why would we be in a back alley? No, we clearly be at the top of a skyscraper in New York. Come on, Rebecca.
Yes.
I think Liz does deals in a back alley. She just does them in public where everyone can see and people don't question her.
You know what? You're so right. I'm sorry. That's where I do all of my shady deals. So that's why I thought of it. But yeah, no, you're right. Liz.
So is this back alley behind your house? Because we've already determined you don't really like the front door.
Yeah,
really
it's used. Actually it's in my house. Yeah, it's just the hallway of my house.
You and your roommates just doing deals in the hallway, hoping the police don't catch you.
Exactly.
Hey,
what
can I pay you for this Pop-Tarts?
Yeah. It's mostly fruit snacks, actually. Fruit snacks is our main currency here.
Filmmakers, of course it is.
I know.
All right. Well, believe it or not, this might be our shortest podcast this season for a breakdown, but no need to drag it out. We already know Liz is winning. So what's the point?
Yeah. I do think this podcast was just about as chaotic as the episode, which is good because we want to match the energy of the episode. So,
I hope, personally, I hope Q stays. Anyone who's causing chaos stays. So I'm hoping like next week Ben goes because Hunter wasn't bringing chaos. He's gone. Let Ben go next week. Therefore, the chaos stays. Keep the chaos.
Yeah.
Keep the bickering. Keep the fighting going. Let things get personal. That's what I want.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, that is it for this week. Rebecca and I will see you next week, and I'll see you tomorrow with Mary. Bye.
Bye.